there for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie and today is a great day to learn something new.
It certainly is. Let's do that together. My name is Gabe and welcome to
Studio Classroom. We are so glad you've joined us for our lesson today. Let's start off with a question.
Excellent.
Here it is. Do you worry too much about trying to fit in?
Yeah. I have in the past. I wouldn't say worried a lot about fitting in, but I have wanted to fit into different circles of friends, like in high school or university. But honestly, Anne-Marie, these days, as a parent of three young children, I don't have time to worry about fitting in too much.
That's a really great point. I definitely struggled with this in the past as well, friends. And I've learned that you will always fit in somewhere and you will always stand out somewhere as well. It just depends on the environment that you're in.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Well, friends, no matter how old you are, there's probably some situations where you would like to fit in more. We're going to learn about somebody who didn't really worry about fitting in. In fact, this person is not a real person. It's someone who was created for a story. Her name is Pippi Longstocking, and our lesson is Pippi Longstocking Turns 80. Who is Pippi Longstocking? That's what we're going to find out in our lesson. Let's get started right now.
Pippi Longstocking turns 80. This little red-haired girl is still a role model for young people today. Imagine walking out your front door to encounter the strangest child you've ever seen. That's how Annika and Tommy Settergren met their new neighbor, Pippi Longstocking.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 我们先来看 encounter 这个动词，意思是遇到或是遭遇。譬如 Despite the difficulties she encountered along the way, she never gave up pursuing her goals. 尽管一路上遇到许多困难，但她从未放弃追求自己的目标。 Encounter 当名词则是指邂逅或是偶遇。譬如Had it not been for a chance encounter during a snorkeling tour while on vacation, the couple would never have gotten together. 若不是在度假时一次浮潜行程的偶然相遇，这对情侣根本不可能开始交往。Encounter 也指遭遇或是冲突。譬如 While working as an undercover cop, Levi had many dangerous encounters with notorious gang members.Levi 在担任卧底警察期间，曾多次与恶名昭彰的帮派分子有过危险的交手。
Thank you so much, Jack. Let's find out who Pippi Longstocking is, friends. This little red-haired girl is still a role model for young people today.
A role model. This is a great thing to be in life.Because a person who is a role model is someone who is admired and copied by other people. My dad is my role model because he works hard and he is kind and has a great sense of humor. Who is your role model? You want to find people who you admire for good things.
That's right. Now, we see here that Pippi Longstocking is a role model and she is not a real character. So let's learn a little bit more about her story.Imagine walking out your front door to encounter the strangest child you've ever seen. Before we move on, there are a lot of words we need to talk about in that sentence.
All right. First of all, let's take a look at that word, imagine. This is to picture something in your mind. It's to use your imagination. For example, imagine living in a world without smartphones. Can you imagine that now, Anne-Marie?
I think I might like that. I can still remember a time when we didn't have them with us all the time, mm-hmm. and I liked it better.
All right. Well, friends, what else can you imagine? I kind of laughed with this sentence, Anne-Marie, because I don't have to leave my house to encounter strange children.
Do you have some strange children in your home?
I mean, and yeah, I do. And they have quite interesting imaginations as well. So it's fun to watch them play. But yeah, let's take a look at a couple of other things here in this sentence. The first one, or the next one, is the front door. This is the main entrance to a house or building.
That's right. A lot of times if you want to go to someone's house, when you arrive, you ring the bell at the front door to be able to let them know that you have arrived. Many offices or buildings or places of work also have a front door. And oftentimes we use front door to say that there might be another door as well. For example, a side entrance or a back door.
That's right. I'm glad you mentioned side entrance. That could also be a side door as well, but we all often refer to it as a side entrance. Did your house have a back door as well when you were growing up?
It did. We had a front door and a back door.
All right. Well, friends, we see another word here. It's the word strange. You should know this word. It's most unusual or odd if it's the strangest thing. For example, that was the strangest movie I've ever seen.
All right. What's strange here in this story? Well, it's this child. And we see here a couple other children in our story as well. That's how Annika and Tommy Settergren met their new neighbor, Pippi Longstocking.
I have a confession to make, Anne-Marie.
What is it?
Pippi Longstocking was my childhood crush. Do you know what that means?
It means that you were attracted to Pippi Longstocking when you were a child.
There was a movie that came out in 1988. I think I saw it when I was probably in the early 90s, right? But it's called Pippi Longstocking, or The New Adventures of Pippi Longstocking. I remember the song, Pippi Longstocking is coming into your world, a freckle-faced redhead girl. I remember so many things about that movie because, yeah, when I was that age and I saw her, I was like, she's really cute, and she's really different, and so, yeah, she was my childhood crush.
Well, then I think we are going to really enjoy talking about this lesson together, aren't we?
We'll see how it goes. It'll bring back memories for sure.
All right, friends, let's get on with our next reading right now.
Pippi Longstocking turns 80. With a monkey on her shoulder and a horse on her porch, Pippi was no ordinary girl. Sporting red braids that stuck straight out from her head and wearing shoes twice her shoe size, Pippi's appearance was alarming. Despite that, the three children struck up an instant friendship and their adventures began.
Despite that, 谢谢词, despite 的意思是尽管, 搭配指示代名词 that 表示尽管如此, 跟 even so 或 nevertheless 的意思类似, 都是用来承认前述内容, 再透过主要子句带出反转, 以说明在这样的情况下, 某事依然成立。 由于 despite 为介系词, 所以后面 必须接名词或代名词或是动名词来当它的受词。用法跟 in spite of 相同。我们来看例句。 The material, despite being cheap, would be very expensive to properly recycle. 尽管这种材料很便宜, 但是要进行适当的回收, 成本却非常高。
Why was Pippi Longstocking so strange? Let's find out. With a monkey on her shoulder and a horse on her porch, Pippi was no ordinary girl. All right, she is very strange.
She is. And to a fifth grader, which I think I was in fifth grade when I saw this movie for the first time, I thought, Well, she's, you know, strange in a good way, right? And that's kind of how these kids feel as well. Let's take a look at another part of the house, another word that has to do with a part of the house, and that is a porch. This is a covered area at the front of a house.
That's right. You can sit out on your porch on summer nights and enjoy the fresh air, or you could sit on your porch in the morning and read a good book. When I was growing up, my house also had a porch. It had a white railing going around the outside of it as well.
You know, this word porch recently always makes me think of this song. I don't know the name of the song, but it talks about the person's favorite view. He has a lot of things he enjoys about life, but his favorite view is from the front porch looking in. So he enjoys actually just being with his family, because that's what's on the inside of the house. When he turns around on the porch and looks inside, he sees his family. Friends, you should go check out that song. I think it's the front porch looking in. Anyway, Pippi was no ordinary girl. Ordinary is the opposite of strange, okay? It's not special or different.
That's right. For example, you could say, it was just another ordinary day at school. Nothing special happened, and things were going on just as they usually did.
Okay, well, sporting red braids that stuck straight out from her head and wearing shoes twice her shoe size, Pippi's appearance was alarming. Let's take a look at a few words here. First of all, you see that word sport, but it's not used as a noun like baseball or basketball. Here it's used as a verb. This is to wear or show something proudly.
For example, you could sport a new hat or a new dress at a party.
Okay, now she had red braids that stuck straight out. Braids, or when you braid your hair, that's a certain way of doing your hair. My hair is a little bit too short to make braids, but it's hair woven into three or more parts. Do you like braiding your hair, Anne-Marie?
I don't like braiding my hair, but I do braid my daughter's hair sometimes. They like to wear their hair in braids for special occasions. Well, Pippi Longstocking's braids were special because they stuck straight out from her head. All right, her appearance was alarming. If something is alarming, it means that it causes fear or worry.
That's right. So why is Pippi Longstocking causing worry or fear? Well, I'm not sure exactly if people are worried at seeing her. Maybe they were amazed. That's another word that sometimes means the same thing. But another way to use that word alarming is you could say the news about the storm was alarming. Well, we read on here, despite that, the three children struck up an instant friendship. Let's take a look at that phrase, to strike up or struck up. This means to start something. Often we use it when talking about a conversation.
For example, maybe while you're riding the bus to school or work, you might strike up a conversation with a stranger. Now we see something else in this sentence, and that is an instant friendship. This is a close friendship that is formed very quickly.
That's right. They had an instant friendship after meeting at camp, for example. And when these three kids met, they had an instant friendship. And their adventures began. We're going to learn a little bit more about that right after today's InfoCloud.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to InfoCloud. Garrett, let me tell you about my cousin. She's a bit strange. She wears different colored socks on each foot on purpose, and she's proud of it.
Sounds like she marches to the beat of her own drum.
That's right. That phrase means someone lives or acts in a way that's different from others.
It's often used in a positive way to describe people who are independent, creative, or unafraid to be themselves. However, they often aren't understood by others.
The phrase likely comes from military or parade marching, where everyone steps in rhythm to the same drummer.
If someone marches to a different drum beat, they stand out. They step at a different pace and don't match everyone else. You could say they're choosing their own rhythm.
If you're in a military march, you probably want to follow along. But in life, it can be okay to march to the beat of your own drum.
For example, someone might choose a less popular career path because it fits who they are, not what people expect, and that can be totally fine.
在自由的年代，每一个人在生活中都可以有自己的独特风格。March to the beat of your own drum， 这句话的意思是我行我素，按照自己的方式生活。She marches to the beat of her own drum and doesn't care what others think. 她照自己的步调过生活，不在乎别人怎么想。这个用语来自于游行或军队中跟着鼓声走的动作。March to the beat of your own drum 就是选择自己的节奏，不盲从，不迎合。这样的人虽然常常不被理解，但是通常富有创造力和个人魅力。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Pippi Longstocking turns 80. Since author Astrid Lindgren penned Pippi Longstocking in 1945, children have been fascinated by the strange child, the 9-year-old orphan who lived alone in a big house, was different from any other child character of the time. With no one to tell her what to do, Pippi lived life on her own terms. That characteristic alone probably had many kids wishing for a life similar to Pippi's. It was a life defined by her own rules, which reflected her honesty, creativity, and care for others. Pippi also exhibits many other virtues that have inspired boys and girls alike over the years.
再来看 honesty 这个名词，意思指诚实或是正直。譬如 ，The guest speaker's topic of honesty is the best policy impacted Georgia so deeply that she decided to come clean to her parents about the trouble she had gotten into。这位嘉宾演讲的主题“诚实为上策”让 Georgia 深受影响，她决定向父母坦诚自己所遇的麻烦。它的副词是形容词 honest 加上 ly 变成 honestly， 意思是诚实的、坦率的。譬如 ，Please answer each question honestly and to the best of your ability， 请如实并尽力回答每个问题。Honestly 也可以放在句首，意思是老实说、说真的，有表达惊讶或是强调的作用。譬如。Honestly, I can't imagine what you were thinking when you decided to buy this car. 说真的，我无法想象你决定买这部车时心里在想什么。
All right, let's continue with our story, friends. We read, since author Astrid Lindgren penned Pippi Longstocking in 1945, children have been fascinated by the strange child.
Okay, let's take a look at that word pen. You know what a pen is. As a noun, you write with a pen. Well, here we see the word as a verb. So this means to write something, usually carefully. She penned a letter to her best friend.
Okay, now we see here that the 9-year-old orphan who lived alone in a big house was different from any other child character of the time. Now, it's very important to the story to understand what an orphan is. An orphan is a child whose parents have died.
That's right. An orphan may live with another relative, after the parents pass away, right? Or maybe they live with a lot of other orphans in a place we usually call an orphanage. Just add the letters A-G-E on the end and you have an orphanage. But Pippi Longstocking didn't live in an orphanage. She lived alone in a big house. Now, this fact is alarming to me, Anne-Marie.
I think that's why her appearance was so alarming as well, is because it was very obvious that this girl didn't have anyone to take care of her.
Yeah, that's right. Which makes it kind of interesting, and we're going to see there's a lot of adventures that they have. Well, with no one to tell her what to do, Pippi lived life on her own terms. If you're living life on your own terms or doing something on your own terms, that just means you're doing it the way that you want without having to worry about what anybody else says or thinks.
That's right. And we see here that characteristic alone probably had many kids wishing for a life similar to Pippi's. So we see here that there is a characteristic. That is a feature or a quality that makes someone or something different. So, for example, you could say honesty is a good characteristic to have.
Now, the word reminds me of the word trait. Sometimes we use that word trait in the same way, especially when talking about things that make people's personalities stand out, the traits or characteristics. A lot of kids wish that nobody was telling them what to do, right? Kind of like Pippi Longstocking didn't really have anybody telling her what to do. It was a life defined by her own rules. Let's take a look at the way defined by is used here. This is known or recognized because of something specific.
Let's try to use defined by in a sentence, friends. He is defined by his kindness and honesty. Now, we see here that this life was defined by her own rules, which reflected her honesty, creativity, and care for others. Pippi also exhibits many other virtues that have inspired boys and girls alike over the years.
All right. What are virtues? Virtues are good moral qualities, like kindness or honesty. Patience and respect are also important virtues to learn.
That's right. So we see here that Pippi's virtues have inspired boys and girls alike over the years. My idea that I'm getting from this article is that Pippi is a character that kids wanted to be like. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't necessarily a bad thing. Even though she was a strange child, there were things to admire about her that could teach kids virtues.
Yeah, even though some of her circumstances might make adults kind of worried, like she's an orphan living alone in some big house somewhere. But we can see that her virtues are actually good things, things like honesty, creativity, and the idea of caring for other people. Well, right now it's time for today's fun fact.
Hello, fact friends. I am Detective Ernest Finder, and I have a fun fact for you today. Did you know that Pippi Longstocking lives in a house called Villa Villa Coola? Villa means house. It's true. But did you know the house has a tree which grows ginger soda called Sockerdricka? It's true, and that is your fun Pippi Longstocking fact for today.
We have a talk about it question to end our lesson with, friends. Would you like to live alone? Why or why not?
You know, sometimes it's nice to be alone, and maybe like to have a little time away so that I can actually relax. But I don't think that I would like to live alone, Anne-Marie. When I talked to a friend recently about the idea that he likes to travel alone, I even think, like, I don't know if I would like to travel alone. I just enjoy traveling and being with other people.
I have lived alone only for a few weeks out of my entire life, and I really didn't enjoy it that much. I am someone who likes my own space and time to myself, but to live your whole life alone is not something I would want to do.
Well, friends, what about you? Would you like to live alone like Pippi Longstocking did? We do have more to learn about Pippi Longstocking in the next part of our lesson.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Gabe, saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.